Well, good evening or good morning, just after midnight here. I've arrived at Weymouth, just outside the Portland base, which is where all the Olympic sailing has taken place. It's been a long, long old day, but a fascinating one at the same time. Starting first thing this morning at a campsite just outside of Cardiff, probably 15, 20 minutes outside of Cardiff, by train. So we jumped on the train, went into the centre of Cardiff and saw the women's football. Two matches, New Zealand against Brazil was match one. Brazil winning by a goal to nil, 85th minute goal. A bit fortunate, to be honest. A bit disappointed because so many good things have been said about Brazil. And then the match after that was Great Britain against the Cameroon. And the Cameroon women, I suppose that they're just so far back in terms of their development. They're a long way behind where the likes of Brazil and Great Britain are at this stage, and certainly a long way from Team USA as well. So for them, at their first ever Olympic Games, big learning experience. They lost by 3-0, but I think there are some signs there that in the future they're going to be a team that should, I suppose, like their male counterparts, at some point become more of a force, certainly within African women's football, and then possibly even on the world stage as well. Spoke to quite a few different people. A lot of the Brazilians that were there, lots of them making plenty of noise and adding real colour to the occasion at the Millennium Stadium. They were talking an awful lot about the games that will be next in Rio and how they feel that that's going to be something that they can totally enjoy and get behind, and that Brazil will have a great deal of success as for the Cameroon fans. Well, for them, I think they were just very proud to see their women's team, the Lionesses, on show at an Olympic Games, and I think that was something that the ones I spoke to certainly felt was huge, really, for football within the country, and to show just in their lifetimes how far things have come. The fact that they can now come and watch a women's football team made up of players from the Cameroon playing at a Games. So what's next then? Well, I think I've done about 350 miles. That's about 550-odd kilometres. And tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, is the start of the sailing down here at Weymouth. Now, Weymouth is 2.5 hours away from London. It's right on the coast, and the word is the weather here is extremely changeable, and that makes the sailing all the more difficult. We're going to see some of the main sailors on show, and the likes of Ben Ainslie, who's won medals before for Great Britain. He's looking to create his own little bit of history at these games. He's going to be in one of the first events on the water. But I'm looking forward to speaking to somebody who is representing, well, representing the Dutch Antilles, but actually in this Games is an independent athlete. And if you watch the opening ceremony on Friday night, it was the two independent athletes that were bouncing around like crazy and really enjoying themselves thoroughly. Now, I'm going to be speaking to one of those independent athletes, and I'm looking forward to that, to find out exactly what's happened at the Dutch Antilles and why she's decided to go on and represent as an independent. So if she was to win a gold, then there wouldn't be a flag of a country, there wouldn't be a national anthem, it would be the Olympic flag that was flown at the top there. So that would certainly be something that's a little bit different. But we'll find out more about that in the morning. Should be an early start as well. I think the sailing starts at 10, and I'm supposedly about 5 minutes drive away from where the sailing is. It might take a little bit longer than that for me to get there. But it's been interesting, very, very interesting day. And I hope you've enjoyed it all, and I hope you've been able to feel very much a part of it on the BBC World Service.